Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Start Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. And it finally happened last night. The first in a whole week of episodes with LeVar Burton as Jeopardy's guest host.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, LeVar Burton.
Thank you, Johnny. As a longtime viewer of the show, I am thrilled to have the opportunity to guest host Jeopardy. And I'm proud to be here to honor Alex's legacy. And I'm going to do my best to ensure that these talented Jeopardy contestants enjoy their moment here as well.
Yeah, that's night one. He'll be there all week. But the internet has already declared he's the man for the job. LeVar Burton, very popular as the next possible host of Jeopardy. Or as Emily has declared, who is that?
Who is that?
Who is... You know, you don't know who LeVar Burton is.
Sesame Street.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
PBS.
Right,
sure.
Right.
What did he do? Was he like the?
Do the words "butterfly in the sky" mean nothing to you?
No.
I can go twice as high.
Nope.
Take a look.
Nope.
Send a book.
Nope.
Reading Rainbow?
Oh, Reading Rainbow. Wait.
He literally got all the way through. Yeah, he was the host of Reading Rainbow.
Oh, I remember that.
He's also, I don't really know Star Wars things, but he's the guy who wore the visor over his eyeball thing.
Jordy LaForge.
Is this different from Between the Lions?
Between the Lions?
Okay. Wow.
I don't know what that is.
Different one.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow, I barely made Reading Rainbow.
Okay.
I was probably an infant.
Also, it's Star Trek, Jordy LaForge,
right.
Engineer, Adam Pizer.
I was doing that. I know what I'm doing over here.
There's so many nerds right now that they're feeling the disturbance in the Force.
Don't assuage their pain, okay? Let them.
I heard it too. It's okay.
Let them linger out there. Here, let me say something extra awful.
Okay.
Because... borderline racist?
Oh, no. Wait. Back up. What are you saying?
LeVar Burton, poor man's Carlton?
No. Alfonso Ribeiro? No.
Mm.
No. Mm. No, don't. No. I thought you were going to talk about Roots, and I was going to be like, oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I guess he's been angling for this job for a while. In 2013, there was an online petition that LeVar Burton should be the next host of Jeopardy. Disrespectful. Because Alex Trebek was still, you know, he was in the game at that point.
Oh.
What's funny?
That's sad. That's really sad.
Alex Trebek passed away in November, hosted the show 37 seasons, right up to the time of his death. LeVar Burton said 3 years ago, quote, "There's only one game show I've ever wanted to host. This is Jeopardy," end quote. I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a variety of guest hosts. Ken Jennings, who I think has been angling for the job for a while. Mm-hmm. Dr. Oz, Anderson Cooper, and Aaron Rodgers, who we'll get to in a little bit, is going to play football again this year and not be the host of Jeopardy. Trey Burton. Tight end.
What happened?
LeVar Burton.
No.
People understand from your ruined fantasy football teams from 2016. They know who Trey Burton is.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the last one? Why? I feel like we've been waiting on this forever.
People have been talking
about LeVar because these episodes were taped months ago.
Yeah. He originally was not revealed to be one of the guest hosts, and there was an outcry, and people demanded they had give him a shot.
No.
So I don't know if they finally did that, or if this was their plan all along.
Was to save him to the end.
I'm gonna dangle a Dr. Oz in front of you, so you all like, ugh, no, gross.
Right.
And then LeVar Burton comes in, saves the day. Which either way, I'm fine because Team Burton.
Emily, you want to play some Final Jeopardy?
Yep.
Nick clearly knows the answer because you got this audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have not listened to it yet. Let's do
Final
it.
Jeopardy. Your category is notable names, and here is your clue. Following his death in 2018, his ashes were interred at Westminster Abbey between the remains of fellow scientists Darwin and Newton. You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck.
Elon Musk. I don't know. Who died?
It's not Elon Musk.
I know.
Okay.
I know he didn't die. But that sounds like something Elon would do.
Mm. Fellow scientist. Died in 2018.
Fellow scientist?
Mm.
Stephen Hawking.
Ooh. That's a pretty good answer.
He died, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or did he transcend?
I'm going to go Doc Brown.
Kathleen, you had $10,200. Did you get the correct response? What is Stephen Hawking?
Ooh.
That is correct.
I did it.
The great English physicist who made many contributions to his field, primarily working on black holes.
Sorry. What do you mean? I got that right.
Sorry, you said Elon Musk.
No, that's pretty easy. Answer.
Hang on.
You had $10,200. Did you get the correct response? What is Stephen Hawking?
What? Who is Stephen Hawking?
All you have to do is ask a question. You don't have to have the right.
He's a human being. What do you mean, what is Stephen Hawking?
He had a robot voice. He's not a robot. He's a cyborg.
That's ableist.
101X. It's the Morning X. Romero at ATX tweets at the Morning X says, correction, Jason, he was a human being. That's still technically a correct way to say it. After the existential crisis I had this weekend, I asked, what exactly is a human being? I had a crisis just reading that, Romero. What happened to you, buddy?
No.
Is everything all right?
It's very simple, Romero. There are humans and there are dancers. Oh, you have to figure out which one you are.
Anybody?
Killers.
Yeah.
Oh, we dancers. Zach for New Braunfels says LeVar Burton was great. I want him to wear the visor, though.
You know, honestly, when I was pulling the audio for that, I was like, oh, this is like kind of boring and understated. But then I was like, you know what? That's what Alex Trebek did.
Right.
That's what Jeopardy is.
He wasn't Steve Harvey over there freaking out because grandma made a sexual innuendo.
Trustin says, a poor man's Carlton. Tell me about your process, Jason.
Please don't. Please don't explore it.
Fun, affable black guy sidekick. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Yeah. Sidekick?
Yeah.
Who was he the sidekick to?
I don't know. Captain Kirk.
You know what? That's the same universe. So.
Hans Solo.
There you go.
Yeah.
You think it was Chewbacca and LeVar Burton?
Hans Gruber.
Shoot the glass.
And Julio from San Antonio says, how dare Emily compare Reading Rainbow to Between the Lions? Just for that, she should return that gold medal from yesterday.
Never.
Yeah, I don't know what the Between the Lions is.
It's like the same thing except for with puppets.
I barely know the gold medal from yesterday, but I understand it's on our TikTok.
It is on our TikTok.
Doing a fun TikTok Morning X Olympics thing that's going on over there. Mm-hmm. But put that on the back burner. Put our Facebook and YouTube on the front burner because we're going to be live streaming the next segment, Emily's first run at Am I Trash? You guys are going to want to see it because she's wearing her maid's headdress today.
They've already made fun of me. I was going for cottagecore, and they were like, why do you look like that? I walked in, they said, why do you look like that? I was like what?
All right, we need to have a new game.
It's called a bandana.
We have a new game. Is Emily something that's real, or is she trying to get us? Because cottagecore is not a real thing.
I've been meaning to tell you. I was gone. Your hair looks excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's really gross and greasy right now. That's why I'm wearing this, too.
Yeah. Which Pokemon does it make you think of?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know
Han
if he knows
Solo?
Oh, God.
Right. On Facebook and 101X official on YouTube, we'll live stream it. 101X, it's the Morning X. Chase the Diggin' Friends.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Are we trash?
Kinda.
Oh, I love trash.
Why does he want to go to the trash?
Because he was made from trash.
Get in there, you big trash. I don't care what you smell.
Just accept the fact that you're white trash, all right? Take a look at yourself.
Yes, I love trash.
Am I trash?
Yeah.
Am I Trash is the segment where I tell you guys something that I feel like is very normal that I do, and then you guys all bag on me for being a disgusting man pig.
Yeah,
but
gross.
Today,
you very pile on your trash.
Very special. Good for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Very special edition because it's Emily's first time down trash lane, right?
My first time being
what
trash.
What did you do?
Well,
first of all, you're missing the point from the beginning. You have to at the very beginning defend your trashness, okay?
Oh. Should I defend it?
I feel like you're trying to throw trash on your own trashness.
Yeah, it's normal. It's natural. That's where I'm going to defend it.
Yeah.
I went and I had an orange the other day and I was outside and I just threw the orange peels on the ground and then I walked away. And then I kind of just laid in bed thinking about it for a second and I was like, did I just litter? Like, is that okay? So now I'm trying to decide. If I throw orange peels on the ground or any sort of
biodegradable food waste
on the ground, is that littering?
I literally think this was the last life lesson that my dad gave to me. I have a vivid memory of being like 6 years old and my dad driving down the highway peeling an orange and throwing the peels out the window. And I'm like, Dad, you can't do that. You're just throwing trash out on the ground. He says it's biodegradable. That's when I learned the word biodegradable.
And the thing is,
he ate the orange and I handed him his beer back. Said, hold my beer while
I drive and peel this orange.
Dad, I'm six. I'm going to turn out fine.
Take a sip, Jason.
I'm not kidding. I remember it. That's like, the rules are it's biodegradable. So, throw it wherever you want.
Yeah, but like, I guess.
Outside. You can't just walk around,
the living room.
You can't just walk.
Biodegradable.
Walk down the hallway of the office and throw orange peels on the ground and be like, what? It's biodegradable.
Wait, but isn't that basically what Texas Roadhouse does with their peanuts? Where they just throw the peanuts on. That's what my mom used to tell me.
Texas Roadhouse, that's like international waters, okay? Yeah. Different laws apply there. I don't know that you can. I'm not sure how that.
It wasn't until I was an adult that I realized, because I would go there with my mom and she'd be like, just throw the shells of the peanuts on the ground. And then I realized as an adult, should you probably not do that? Because the people that work at Texas Roadhouse probably don't want you to do that. There's no rule that says you can legally do that.
That's part of the game. I think they do that. I mean, look, it's a marketing tactic. Mm-hmm. Now they're being mentioned on the 13th rated morning show in Austin, Texas Roadhouse. Free advertising. They did it. Oh, yeah. We're working here, buddy. What's your problem, though? It's biodegradable. You can throw orange peels on the ground.
But thinking about it.
You can throw a banana peel on the ground, particularly if you're in a cartoon. Extra hilarious.
Well, you can throw it on the ground because it's not littering, but it's also dangerous because somebody might slip.
Somebody might slip and go, whoop!
You go slide into a manhole that's open.
Yeah, and then they'll step on like a rake, and then it just hits them in the face. Right. And then Tweety Bird just spins around their head.
And a piano that's being raised up to the eighth floor falls on them.
No, but I know the issue. There's a lot of talk nowadays about what is considered good for the earth and what is considered not good for the earth. Like people are now saying that reusable bags aren't necessarily better because the reusable bags take even longer to, disintegrate than actual plastic bags because it's like a specific type of harder plastic. So, sure, my orange peels will biodegrade, but what if an animal gets to them first? Like, they're not going to biodegrade in like 5 minutes. Like, how long will it take to biodegrade before it becomes like me just, littering everywhere and poisoning animals?
I Googled, is throwing a banana peel littering? Because I just feel like more people are concerned about banana peels than orange peels. But this does say both. It could take an apple core. It takes 2 months to decompose. A banana skin or orange peel, 2 years.
2 years?
Leaving plenty of time for animals who shouldn't eat it to come along and eat it.
Oh.
What do you mean? And why shouldn't the animals eat it?
I mean, because not everybody can eat everything.
What are you talking about? Are you saying that animals have gluten allergies?
What happens if an animal comes along and eats the orange peel?
Oh, let me open a new tab.
What is the harm here? All right?
I'm sure there's something they can't digest or it has something
in there.
I'm
going all natural on this baby. Survival of the fittest. You eat the wrong peel, you dead. Okay? That's the evolution. This is all part of the system.
Yeah. This is what Darwin wanted, right?
But see, that's the problem is that how often are these animals coming across orange peels naturally in the wild?
Right?
If we all start just doing it and there's just piles and piles of peels,
then you're creating a problem.
They have to learn somehow, okay? If we shelter an entire generation of animals from orange peels, then eventually they will lose them. That'll be their greatest weakness.
Is the orange peels.
We're definitely doing a good job of getting rid of the animals and everything. So.
Okay, well, what about like cherry pits? Are cherry pits better? Like if you eat a cherry and then you spit out the pit, is that better? Like what is an acceptable thing to throw on the ground where it's not littering, but it's actually helping?
Rocks, dirt, grass?
Yeah, but like...
Poop? No, I can't do that. Just say fertilizer. Mm. No, put all of your waste in proper places. If you want to put your peels in a...
I always thought the ground was a proper place for the biodegradable. You know what? Then let's cancel biodegradable, okay?
Cancel
biodegradable. I want that word stricken from the record.
Well, no, it's good, but you have to do it in the proper place, which is the landfill where they're just the composting. Compost pile.
Compost pile just like a bunch of dirt? What if I like dug a hole in Zilker Park and then threw my orange peels there and then dug it back in?
If you're gonna dig holes in Zilker Park, you gotta put bottles of Tito for ACL. Everybody knows that. The place is like a treasure map. You just go digging over there. So many years. Go back ACLs of the past.
Look for at ACL this year. Nick will be the guy who's
digging holes
next to that big picture frame, digging up. Billie Eilish is playing in the background, and he gets down there. He's like, oh, it's just a bunch of orange peels. This is supposed to be a bottle of Tito's.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you guys go to ACL? The music?
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X.
Is
Emily trash because she throws her orange peels on the ground?
Are orange peels considered trash?
101X.
I got to tell you something.
It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Bumbleito literally said to me yesterday, Jason, do you think real banana peels are as slippery as cartoon banana peels? This is a fine 13-year-old. This is a normal thing for 13-year-old kids.
You should have thrown one on the ground. I made him slide.
At least he didn't say, hey, Jason, if I threw cheese on the ground, do you think which would be more slippery?
He would never throw cheese on the ground. It's all in his mouth. Regina says you should be more concerned with flies and ants than the rando animal coming by.
Aw.
Let's see here.
Yeah, I don't like bugs.
Trustin says, I say orange peels are fine to throw on the ground outside.
So nobody really hates me. It doesn't sound like I'm trash.
Chunky Lover 15. This is not good video. Came up on my Roku YouTube app. Got to watch the morning show on my TV. You guys should do this more often. And every Tuesday, Thursday?
Thursday. Probably. See our beautiful faces live in action.
And Davis the Door Guy says there's 13 radio shows in Austin. At least 15, because that's what we were last month. So,
Did we just lose two?
101X, it's the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Headline, Green Bay Packers Green Bay Packers craft list of concessions to entice Aaron Rodgers to return for at least one more season. Now, when I think of Green Bay Packers concessions, I think cheese curds, brats, a delicious ice-cold Bud Light brewed in St. Louis. Take that, Milwaukee.
They probably threw all that in there.
But no, they mean other concessions. You guys want to get down some cheese curds? Let's go.
I love it. Let's do it. Culver's, here we come.
Culver's?
Culver's.
Is that your cheese curd outlet?
Yeah. Fried cheese curds. Culver's.
Yeah. I mean...
There's one around here. They got a Wisconsin right at home.
All right. You know, I don't know a lot of Culver's things. I want to yell at you for young ignorance, but you might be right.
No,
you
this might is, know, you might know some things. This is superiority to you. I'm...
Superiority?
I'm half Wisconsin.
I feel like I'm more Wisconsin than you. Yes, I've done honorary Wisconsin status, all right?
Okay, sorry, I haven't drank as much beer as you.
How many Badger football games have you been to?
Zero, but I have a Green Bay Packers jersey.
A jersey?
Whoa. I do.
Who?
I mean, I don't know, it was a baby jersey. Uh-huh. My parents got it.
I've been to Lambeau Field three times. I've been to Lambeau Field.
You know what?
Yeah.
Have
you been to Green Bay?
My uncle is a milk truck driver. I'm literally not kidding. You think I'm joking? He drives around. He delivers milk to the cheese factories.
Oh, I bet he delivers milk.
He delivers milk to the cheese factories.
Right.
Shout out to my uncle. Hello, uncle.
What's up, uncle? Are you guys hiring? Aaron Rodgers has been beefing with the Green Bay Packers. I would say this offseason, but like forever, since he's been there, maybe. And there was talk that he was not going to show up and play this season, or that he certainly wasn't going to be there for training camp. But it appears, at least according to Adam Schefter, that the two got together this weekend and are close on some mutually agreed upon terms that is going to have Aaron Rodgers back at training camp, which I believe starts today. Now, as far as I can tell, these concessions, you should have held out for cheese curds, Aaron Rodgers, because the only thing that seems to matter here, the 2023 year in Rodgers' contract, that's the last one on his current deal, would be voided, and there'd be no franchise tags, transition tags, anything like that. So basically, this franchise that he hates, he only has to work for them for two more years instead of the three or possibly four or five with franchise tags that they could force him to work. Did he win? Does Aaron Rodgers win? You only have to play for two more years in Green Bay?
Well, the idea is that they will trade him after this season.
Is that what another concession? The Packers agreed to review Rodgers' situation at the end of the season.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like basically, He's willing to play one more year because he realizes that they're not going to get rid of him this year. So he's like, okay, I'll go play one more year versus now that LeVar Burton's the host of Jeopardy. But so the Packers are going to trade him next year. So that's why it's 2 years, because they want to be able to, they don't want him just to walk away because then they get nothing. But if it's they, but they've, I think they've basically just like, hey, we're going to trade you next year to whoever you want to.
Also in the list of concessions, mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team.
Okay.
Mechanisms?
Hmm.
Huh. He won the mechanism battle. Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers.
Good job.
Yeah.
Check out this crazy theory. I think that he was always, obviously, if they were willing to trade him, he would have accepted that. But he is just literally just there to make everything difficult for the Packers.
Oh, that's not a crazy theory. I think that's spot on. Is that he knows that he's got a contract. He's got nothing that he can do, and so to get out of there. So the only solace he has is that he gets to make their lives miserable for the next month.
Like you said, what's a mechanism to be put in place? Yeah. Like it doesn't matter. He just wants them to have to hustle and have meetings and just waste time dealing with his nonsense.
Right. Yeah, not crazy. I think that's pretty good. You know what's crazy? Saying that Culver's is the go-to cheese curd place.
Come on.
I'm going to put my black sheep curds up against your Culver curds any day of the week. Let's go.
You want to have a curd off?
Let's go.
Curd off.
Yeah.
Right now. Right here, right now.
Didn't you bring curds back from Wisconsin, but they
I
were
did.
Not? They were actual, like, real cheese.
It was just cheese. It wasn't fried.
It was not a, that's not
that's
a cheese curd, man. You
that
don't
is
know.
A curd.
Yeah, you're in more Wisconsinite than me. Get out of here.
Oh, I am. I am.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.